Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Welcome to Michigan Reimagined, a Spotlight podcast. And here's your host, Chris Buck.
So healthcare has been a hotly discussed topic. You know, a lot of people ask, how do we encourage affordability and truly drive wellness in our population? Well, here to share an update on Health Bar is the founder and CEO, Mr. Nathan Barr. Welcome back to the show, Nathan.
Morning, Chris.
So first, share with us a little bit about your history in healthcare and then what prompted you to begin your own business as opposed to staying in a traditional healthcare system.
Yeah, I am a registered nurse. I graduated back in 2009 and started working fairly immediately in the emergency department. Really, that experience opened my eyes to a lot, being a new grad nurse and experiencing the environment of the ER. You go in and think it's going to be high adrenaline all the time, and there were definitely moments. But really, what I saw a lot of and what I took care of in the patients that I was treating was really chronic health conditions and a lot of population health management. And it was very surprising for me to see that. And so as I kind of progressed through my career and gained some leadership roles within the health system, eventually becoming the director of emergency and urgent care services, I started to see the kind of the whole, every component of the healthcare system and seeing where, you know, us as frontline healthcare providers were providing all of these healthcare services to individuals in a population health management strategy, really out of one of the highest cost care settings of the ER,
right.
Just started thinking there's got to be a better way. And so started to really formulate this idea of Health Bar, which is a decentralized healthcare system that's, you know, driven by nurses.
Well, share with us a little bit more about that. I mean, we'll certainly unpack a lot, but essentially, what is Health Bar and how is it different from traditional healthcare that people might experience?
Yeah, your traditional systems are typically brick and mortar based. You have to go to them, schedule an appointment, do all those things, more of that typical environment. Whereas with Health Bar, what we do is we are decentralizing healthcare services. We're taking really everything that existed within that brick and mortar structure and saying, how do we bring this out to the communities that we're living in, into businesses, into schools, into different various, settings, and making it as accessible, barrier-free, and simple to utilize. So that way we're able to impact a lot of the populations that need it the most, as well as those that maybe have healthcare access, but just can't figure out how to get into their doctor or navigate the healthcare system. It's so complex. And so we're out there, we're out in businesses, we're out in the schools, and we're really just serving those individuals out in our communities. There's systems that are doing, somewhat similar things, but really what we're doing is bringing it all together in a way that can be scaled and be systematized.
Now, can anyone receive your services, or is it you have this healthcare partnership program where you're trying to get companies to enroll so their employees can utilize your services in more of a friction-free environment? Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, right now we're mainly focusing on our business and school environments with our businesses and that healthcare partnership program. We're embedding care teams right there at the workplace. So we have a nurse and a nurse practitioner who are going on site, who are available for appointments, who draw labs, that they do education. They help, with an individual navigating the healthcare system. They're really there to be that medical expert and support for the business as a whole, but also that individual. So it's really bringing healthcare to them. But it, aside from being in the place of business, we can also go to individuals' home. We can do concierge home care as part of our program. We can do telehealth, which is big nowadays, obviously. It's a part of our delivery, but it's not the whole. And so we're incorporating all of those things into this delivery model and then tying that in with other independent service providers in our communities, independent laboratories and radiology providers and pharmacies, and bringing that full system approach to where someone can truly access healthcare in an affordable and accessible way.
So the companies that you've gotten signed up for your program, are they using you instead of a traditional healthcare program or in addition to?
I think that's somewhat what's unique is we're not looking to replace your primary care physician. We're not looking to replace your already established medical touch points. What we're looking to do is really supplement them. If you think about how you interact with healthcare on an annual basis, you know, hey, I'm going to schedule my annual physical, you know, maybe get some labs drawn. Maybe you have a wellness program at your place of business, so you get your labs drawn then.
Okay.
So there's these very infrequent touch points. What we do is we insert ourselves into that 99% when you're not interacting with your traditional medical provider and really working towards those goals that you've established with your primary care or establishing those goals ourselves too. But it really turns into more of a coaching, kind of a life coach relationship as well. So it's very time intensive, very relationship driven, and we're just there and present to walk alongside somebody. So it's not us in competition. It's really us helping the healthcare system be more effective and filling in that time when they're not able to interact with you.
So for the patient, I guess, or the employee of the company and the company itself, do you think you're a value-added increased expense for them, or are you a cost savings initiative when kind of everything shakes down? Have you monitored or tracked that kind of data enough to be confident in kind of what that answer might be?
It's one of the things that I think I'm, you know, most proud of and most excited about with our programs is our ability to start leveraging and using data. What you're seeing is there's so much data out there right now. You have a lot of analytics platforms and companies trying to crack that, you know, that code of, all right, we have all this data. Now, what do we do with it? And what we're able to do is take that healthcare data that exists in, you know, form of medical records and utilization records and really look at what the expense was related to those. And then as our services are provided to a workforce, what we're able to do is to show in through data, you know, hard dollars and cents, the fact that after our program is paid for, that business is still saving money. So it's really a win-win-win, you know, for the individual. They're getting a concierge medical benefit in their place of work, which is, you know, outstanding and phenomenal for them. The business is realizing a healthier employee that's more productive, that's happier, but that's also spending less in healthcare. And then as a business, we succeed as well.
That's great. So if a company's employees get healthier and require less doctor's visits and things of that nature, I don't understand the industry well enough, but do the insurance carriers' premiums go down for that company? I mean, does this kind of feed itself where they the healthier the employees, the less claims are filed, so their premiums go down?
That's the end goal, is to get someone healthier and utilizing less health care, which in turn reduces what we would say their risk is to insure. So annually, you know, that company will have their claims reviewed, and that profile of their workforce will be developed, and how risky it is to insure that workforce will be kind of vetted. After our services come in, we can reduce the risk of that workforce because we have such a high quality solution that is producing results in place. So it will result in lower premiums and reduction in risk scoring and all those great things. So yeah, it has significant future potential aside from the right. Day-to-day dollar savings.
Now, you mentioned earlier about schooling, and so the school nursing program is intriguing. Talk to us a little bit about what services you provide and how that works.
It's really, school nursing is something, it's kind of funny, has, you know, was a thing. I think individuals can look back and say, oh, I remember there being school nurses, but somehow they got forgotten about and got cut from budget lines. Really, what we're looking to do is bring school nursing back, understanding that medical complexity is greater than ever right now, and there are kids younger and younger getting diagnosed with these diseases, and really just the overall, you know, community health and public health picture in, you know, the form of the pandemic that's needed, and, you know, and ongoing needs related to that. So what we're doing is really bringing nurses back into the schools, empowering them to work to their highest licensure, and then really incorporating into that school structure. So we're doing disease management in children. We're doing education to kids on how to utilize healthcare, what, you know, what the healthcare system is, and what true healthy habits are, and really giving them that foundation of what they would need to take care of themselves in the future. So we're taking care of many things from the physical health standpoint. But I think what's the greater impact, especially now, is the mental health standpoint of students and faculty too. And it's how do we work with a child, early identification of a mental health need, and then frequent intervention throughout the course of that student's week-to-week schedule and annual schedule on getting them more mentally healthy.
Well, that's, yeah, fantastic. I was going to ask about the mental health component. Wasn't sure if your staff is qualified to handle some of those things, but it seems like more than ever that's in the world of social media and violence and, you know, bullying. And it's just it's an interesting time to be a child. And so I'm grateful that you've got a team out there. That sounds fantastic. So your team is able to handle those things.
Yes. Yeah. We actually put our nurses through specialty mental health training courses to identify a child early on in that mental health sequence, as well as early intervention and tactics in which we can routinely work with a child. So I think a lot of people don't realize too, just having that presence of a nurse and the ability and that open ear for a student to come into a safe space and to talk about some of these feelings or thoughts they've been having. Our nurses get utilized for that on a daily basis, and it's making a significant impact in these students' lives. It's very simple, but it's sometimes just about being there, being present, and listening.
And so for the school itself, they you must have a team out there that's kind of knocking on doors and saying, hey, we have these services to provide, and here's how the fees work and all that kind of stuff. I mean, is that built into the school's healthcare budget and program, or are you kind of an add-on? I mean, certainly, in my opinion, based on what you're telling me, it's certainly worth whatever money you're probably charging, but kind of how does that relationship start with a school?
Yeah, typically what we do is we'll discuss, usually with a superintendent, somebody who's higher up in the district. It's, mm-hmm. it's a very strategic decision from the district standpoint. What we do is we come in, and it's very programmatic. So we have kind of a set sequence of what we would do from a teaching standpoint and care standpoint, what we would take care of from a medical standpoint. And so we would strategize with those leaders of that district on what their implementation plan would be. Our ideal scenario is that there's one clinician per school building for that physical presence and relationship component. And then we work through, yeah, budget discussions. Luckily, the state passed a significant amount of funding for schools over the past budget season focused on mental health and physical health. And we're very happy to have been able to work with the state on some levels to get that funding approved and really advocate for that funding, because we see there being a significant potential for these services to grow within that, to demonstrate their value. That's something else that we do is through our business programming, we report through data, same through for our schools, as we produce monthly reports of impact for that school district. And we see our solution as a you know, somewhat of a cost, but at the end of the day, that changing of lives is sometimes impossible to quantify.
Well, I mean, it's a heck of a compelling story, and clearly, your customers must be receiving the care that they're looking for, because I follow you on social media, and the news coming out of your camp is really impressive. I know you had a ribbon cutting for a new headquarter building. So it sounds like your administration has grown, and you've got a new facility, right? Where did you move to? Where are you in Grand Rapids?
So, yeah, we're still calling Grand Rapids home. We moved to 49 Colebrook, which is on the north side. We think a very upcoming and vibrant side of the city that we're excited to be a part of the development. And so we've kind of put our feet down there from a permanent basis and hold all of our administrative functions out of that building, aside from our drive-through medical centers that we have across the city as well.
Right on. And then you're aggressively hiring nurses, which means you must be landing more and more companies and schools requiring you to have more staff. Are you successful in finding nurses that are interested in jumping into this type of discipline? Are you competing against hospitals and doctors' offices? And kind of what does that recruiting process look like for you?
The nursing workforce is very competitive right now. Nurses have a lot of choices. They can travel very easily. They can work for almost any health system they want, given some of the staffing shortages that exist in any specialty that they want, quite honestly. But what we've found is that the work we're doing is so tied back to that mission and that purpose of why someone became a nurse in the first place. And really what we're doing is taking away a lot of the red tape that exists within a system structure like a hospital and saying, what we're going to do is we're going to put you as the clinician right in front of that individual that needs your services. And we're going to take a lot of that busy work away from you to maximize your time with that individual, because we know that's where the true magic happens and the purpose. And so as we are doing our work and demonstrating that value, we've found that even in a very competitive nursing market, we've been able to pull clinicians from all over the state to aid us in our services and have actually built up kind of a A-list bench of potential next hires. So when we have an open position, we're able to get that right person in that right seat and get moving right away.
And, I've noticed that you were the 2021 Healthcare Newsmaker of the Year by the Grand Rapids Business Journal, and you were also recognized as a Michigan 50 Companies to Watch. Those are, not self-promotion, right? Social media is usually a greatest hits, and, you're acting as if you're, moving in the right direction quickly to build a brand, but outsiders are paying attention. News reports, you're getting testimonials. How is the scaling of this company going? Is it moving as fast as you'd hoped or faster than you expected? And kind of what's next?
Yeah. No, we appreciate that recognition. Those are things, for us, we don't necessarily pursue, but have been recognized because of the work that we're doing. So we're very, very appreciative and gracious for those awards. I would say, yes, growing much faster than I would have expected. I think it's just a matter, getting back to the core of why we're doing what we're doing, and it's as long as you're doing the right thing and working towards the right goals and putting your best effort towards it, good things will happen. And that's what we're experiencing is putting a solution that's so badly needed in front of individuals who need that service and really executing at a very high level. And those are the things that we're very accountability driven and results driven. And so we are putting our best foot forward and one client at a time, making sure that we don't compromise, the quality of our service despite that, phenomenal growth. And that's going to be how we do it moving forward, and we'll let the results be what they are.
And while you started in West Michigan, you are entertaining clients from around the state, is that correct?
We are. Yeah, we definitely are. We're not limited by the West Michigan region. We are serving several communities and schools within the Detroit market currently and between Detroit and Grand Rapids as well. So we definitely are not geographically bound by the Western Michigan space. It is where we were founded and where our home is. So we do have the most density. But we're also looking for strategic opportunities if they do come in potential out-of-state business as well.
And for those that are looking to hear more or learn more, they can go on your website, healthbar.com. Is that correct?
Healthbar.com, and all of our contact information will be on the website.
Fantastic. We've been speaking with founder and CEO Nathan Barr from Health Bar. I really appreciate you joining me, Nathan. Fantastic story.
Thanks, Chris.